and you guys, like, I'm still waking up.
Yes.
Yeah, my tea is brewing. Can I please go get
go get tea. Your tea.
Yes, you may.
Go get your tea. I am grateful that you guys are willing to do this early.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Gen X Stories, a podcast about how the so-called lost generation found itself. We're all of your hosts, Eve, Lori, Courtney, and Chris. Today, we are wrapping up the podcast fourth season. What worked in a really tricky year for all of us? What role does this show play in our lives? What are we looking forward to talking about for season five? And even what our community wants to hear. We are actually taping our brainstorm so you can get a little behind the scenes with us, which means we don't know what's going to happen. So brace yourself because we make no promises. All right, on with the show. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Eve.
Hey, guys.
Hello, everyone.
We've had issues with Chris's mic, so we're like, every time we want him to say something to make sure his mic's fucking working and that he can hear us.
Nonstop issues with me. That's all it is.
I swear to God, if you say Mercury's in retrograde, I'm going to throw things at people.
I was going to say he is localized Mercury retrograde.
He is not. There's no such thing. Stop it.
Chris, you're perfect.
So, four seasons. Mm. Guys.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I kind of don't believe it.
I know.
I don't either. It doesn't feel like that.
Buzzsprout is our host, and I pull sprouts. Stats. And I take out the first season, which ended like in July 2020. So I do August 2020 to today. And we are at, we want to be very specific, 24,693 downloads.
Oh, wow.
Well, the only thing I'm going to say to that is thank you, audience.
Right?
Thank you. We love you.
Yeah. We're on our way to being famous. Remember? Remember that?
That's Lori's goal. If anyone in our audience can make Lori famous
for something,
I don't want to be famous. I want us to be famous.
DM her.
But Lori just wants the dough.
I do just want the dough. That's exactly right.
We are not making the dough. It is a dedicated audience. Usually we have 22 episodes. This is our 12th official episode over the same period of time. So it's been one of those years and y'all are still out there. So we are really, really grateful that you deal with our encore episodes. You deal with my recording into my phone from my mother's house because she fell and broke her hip. All this shit that we are dealing with.
That's an extreme way to get a kid to come visit.
No,
I gotta say.
Shit.
I'll say, right?
We did like 60-ish episodes we've done together. That doesn't include the extra stuff. It's like, wow.
And so I still like you guys.
Right.
That's crazy.
I was gonna say, we still like each other.
I'm on the fence.
Oh.
That's very Gen X of him to say that. Non-committal. Yeah. Has an out.
Right. And you're here.
Still deciding.
We let him decide for a couple more seasons. And the beauty of it, too, is that none of us, even though Lori would like us to get paid, we don't get paid. Mm. We're just doing this. And y'all are still doing this.
Eve, we have you as a fearless leader. Let's just give you some props there.
I don't know about that. I think I just...
You hurt these cats.
The other thing is that we won an award together.
Yay.
I think we sent it in the previous spring or something. In October, we got notice that we got a Best in Show award in the podcast category for the W3 Awards.
I still forgot to buy my award.
You got to buy your damn trip.
It's very shiny. And we're very grateful for their consideration and for the voters there for acknowledging.
She's so good.
The lack of work we're doing here every day.
We did a lot of work up until that point, and then everything kind of went so much adulting. And I got to pat you guys all on the back because this has been an adulting year, and maybe we'll continue to be an adulting period for all of us because of things that have happened in our lives. So thank you guys for making the time to do this, because as evidenced by, it is 10 in the morning West Coast time, it is 1 p.m. East Coast time, and we're all here recording our last episode of season four. So y'all rock. Or season four. Were there any highlights for you guys?
We made it.
Besides making it.
Because we had some serious adulting shit go on.
The first episode we did for season four was November, largely because my father died in September. I was away in the summer and I came home in October, and then we started recording again. We did Everything Old is New Again and managed to get through it. But that was our first episode in the fall.
Oh my gosh.
The next one, which was What Kind of Muppet Are You? That was a fun one.
The Muppet was a fun one.
Yeah. Right. I think, Chris, you were Rolf. Was Chris Rolf?
Doop, 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 doop.
I don't know, Chris.
I don't remember.
I know I was Animal. I know that Lori was the Grouch.
And I feel very Oscar the Grouch this morning.
We did a books one with Gaby and a collecting one. It was the last one we did with Chris, which we recorded it in November.
That one was interesting because it like revealed so much of ourselves.
Right. What do we collect?
As opposed to our opinions about things. Like, I'm curious to know, like, if the audience liked that, right? Or if they prefer us just providing our point of view on things externally to us.
I personally love it because then I hear all the crazy shit y'all collect.
Okay, we're not the ones collecting
Victorian heating grates.
Heating grates.
Not easy to move.
Those things probably weigh 50 pounds each.
I'm okay with that.
Lori and I like researched grates for you.
We sure did. Yes.
Oh, yeah. But I love that. I love that we'll take stuff that we'll talk about and you guys and then go off and do shit.
All right. Did you get a little something for me? Chicka, 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 chicka.
You got a spice, Lori.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wait.
Old Bay seasoning. Okay. Old Bay seasoning.
Hold on. The coffee's finally kicking in.
We've done a lot of these episodes and then like Courtney will send you something or we'll react to it. I will be honest with you guys. You saved me because I was broke. When my father passed,
you felt broken.
I'm looking at the things we've done. I'm looking at the dates that they dropped, and I know what was happening at those times. And while I'm not okay, I'm grateful to the four of you that we got through the season. You guys were willing to wait until my brain was partially solid, but not even. But thank you for doing that, and thank you for all the phone calls and everything for the support, because that's a shitty, shitty fucking thing. And y'all were there. So thank you.
If I can steal a line from Lori, ride or die, baby.
That's right. Die. So for me, that's what season four is in my brain, is starting that way. And then trying to like keep getting above air. It's like, okay, we're above air. No, we lose Chris. We're above air. We lose Courtney. But because of a Generation X thing in us, we're like, all right, we're going to keep going. We're going to figure this shit out. Are there insights from you guys for these 12 episodes since the fall of 2022?
Or God, I didn't know there was going to be a fucking pop quiz.
I know, me neither. I'm like, it's a little early.
All right.
It's a softball. Well, I don't know what I did 10 minutes ago. Jesus.
Every year, we do a brainstorm about our next season.
Mm. Right.
And we talk about stuff that we want to do. We didn't get to do a lot of the things that we talked about. Some stuff we didn't get to touch on. Some stuff we did our best to keep our head above water. So knowing it, we're going into season five. Is there anything off the top of your head that you've been dying to try? Or should I just keep sending you easy balls? It's bad to say easy balls. What is easy balls?
Okay, I just want to note that in preparation for all of our recordings, Eve does prep. So we get this list of ideas. And this is the first list that doesn't have sex, dating, or whatever that topic is that you keep trying to slide
and
in.
Dirty little secrets. I keep trying to put dirty little secrets. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a big deal.
There's topics that we had talked about. There are formats that we had talked about. So we never got to do Courtney's idea, which was all of us try something and then report back.
Oh,
on
I like
what
that
the
one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. Let's do that one.
Napping.
Napping. Let's all nap and then write back about napping.
I'll report back.
After he wakes up.
We talked about like a Rubik's Cube.
There's like four things and you try to get through the four. And so like he'll do napping. Like
Chris, stay awake. We're not there yet.
We talked about all of us doing one thing. And frankly, at a certain point when Chris was out, the three girls were going to talk about Generation X, the novel.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And I fucking bought it. Emily canceled
that.
We didn't do it.
I think we forgot.
We didn't do
that. Put that on. We'll do that. And
we'll
if Chris wants to join,
potentially
welcome
on
to the
that 50s list.
People. Welcome to the 50s.
Welcome to Courtney's brain. The other things that we had on that list for maybe doing was Pop Rocks. And maybe Pop Rocks. Oh. And maybe you do an ASMR.
And like a Coke.
Of the Coke and the Pop Rocks.
ASMR. I still want to do the ASMR.
ASMR is also on the list. And we talked about doing, we never did one because it's a Courtney thing and we couldn't quite figure out how to do it. Well, how would we do it?
What is ASMR again?
Don't make me do the anagram. But basically,
what I'm asking.
Something sounds something. But basically what it is that you're recording something, either making a little sound or you're doing your voice and it's sort of going in and out of both ears and it helps you go to sleep.
ARP started doing Gen X ASMR.
They stole our idea.
I know.
How dare they?
I know.
Wait, are they a listener? Let's get some sponsorship.
Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
What the motherfuck?
Thank you, our diligent researcher.
A term used to describe a tingling, static-like, or goosebumps sensation in response to specific triggering audio or visual stimuli.
Wow.
Is tinnitus one of those things? Because I have that.
Tinnitus is a self-ASMR proponent. Yeah.
Well, I think it's just too much amplified music.
If you wanted to, we could do sort of Gen-X ailments and they could be funny.
Oh, I mean, my God.
Why not?
I mean, well, because I probably wouldn't remember them as my number one ailment.
Okay. Let's make ailments. That a short episode. We don't want to be whinging the whole time.
Right.
Well, there's a meme that it says if your birthday starts with 19 and then the person starts to get up and it's like, I'm going to have a good day today. And they start to get up and then you hear, fuck you are.
Oh, I have not seen that.
Chris has an extensive music knowledge. And I yes. think we need to tap into some of that expertise.
Okay. Yeah.
So maybe we could have a topic driven by either your interest, Chris, or something like help music-y. Guide us or help teach us or do something.
Well, here's the overviews. If you're going to go see a show, don't stand by the speakers.
put earbuds in.
Oh, yeah. What, Chris? On this list, it says each of us gets assigned an album and see what happens.
One thing is we could, because everybody, I think, has a little more diversified musical interest, is we could just say, I'm going to give Courtney an album and you have to listen to it. Tell me what you think and vice versa.
I like that because I think the goal of it is to assign something out of like, I'm not going to assign Lori John Bon Jovi. You don't get John Bon Jovi.
No, I know that. But I would assign Chris the soundtrack to Top Gun.
I might have to take a couple of Ativan to get through that.
He would be surprisingly sick that day.
Oh my God. All right. Doesn't have to be long. That's the other thing that we talked about that we never really sort of got deep into is varying our length. Because we are usually around 35 minutes to 45 minutes for the exception of a long topic. Courtney and I did something about grief and we just let the thing go. And it was an hour and plus. I didn't edit it down. So Lori, when we did the friendship one, you and I talked for like almost 2 hours and it came down to 35 minutes.
That's yeah, I felt bad for, I for that's what I was going to say. I feel bad for Eve on that one.
So if we say 35, 40 minutes is our long episode, we did talk about doing a series of short episodes that are like 10 minutes. I pick a topic. It could be something like, I've got tinnitus, goodbye.
Well, that's fast.
Or we could do something like top what? Three. We could have a topic and then we vote for like the top three.
I mean,
or we come up with two. I'm that's not explaining this very well. Dude, I need some more caffeine.
I was going to say,
see?
Are you with me?
Y'all does not.
Does it make sense?
It's very, if I may, Chris, steal your thunder. It's very Letterman-esque, right? His top 10, but top three, right?
Yeah.
I had a top 10 lists, Letterman-esque.
So there you go.
It could be instead of 10, it could be three. I like that because it's shorter.
Odd numbers are funnier too.
That's true. 17 is funnier than like 10.
And yes, you remember absolutely. It.
So what? I'm curious, if odd numbers are funnier, why did Letterman do 10, top 10, Chris?
Well, if you look at it, generally like the third and the seventh usually were the funniest.
Oh.
It became a time killer. It was like a way to fill up time. If you have to do 170 shows a year, there's 3.5 to 7 minutes, depending on. So. And it's something all the writers could just contribute to. It's like just keep throwing top 10. Here's the couple of topics, throw some jokes.
I like it as a short episode filler. Yeah. I like it as coming up with topics because you guys hear the finish thing. We come up with a list of things we want to do, and then we work our way through them. But 5 seasons, man, is a lot of topics to keep coming up with. I'm putting you on blast because we are publishing our rainstorms now. So some shit that we can't, there's accountability, girl.
Part of what we enjoy with each other and part of hopefully what the audience is enjoying is that we're talking about the human condition, basically. And so there's an unlimited number of topics.
I love that.
Observation or experience or opinion. I think everything we do is pretty organic. I hope everyone listening understands that. Like we are not calculating. We are just moving through life and experiencing it with each other. And we hope you enjoy it.
I think also like being calculating requires a lot of effort and time. And I certainly don't have the latter.
Do you remember the comic who was so deadpan? And it was like, I don't know. It was monotone. He had
Stephen Wright. It could
Stephen
be
Wright.
Yes.
You're reminding me of Stephen Wright exactly right now because you're just kind of like, yeah, cool. I don't want to bother.
He's a genius.
Hey, Mr. Wright, come on our show. You can deadpan with Chris and we can see how that goes. That would be fun too. If we could get a celebrity to play with us.
See, that goes right along my wish.
And we know people. I mean, Chris has a fucking Emmy. 2 fucking Emmys.
The bowling trophies, they mean nothing.
But in getting the Emmy, people, I don't know.
Yeah, I know people. Yeah.
You could get some surprise guests that we all kind of.
He's a people knower.
That may be a topic.
We don't have the budget for that.
Fair enough.
Exactly. I mean, the other thing too is like now that everyone in there, every single celebrity has jumped into the podcast arena. I mean, everyone.
Everyone. Mm. I have to say we were advanced of that, but now you see everybody on so-and-so's podcast.
Either, but I mean, in our own minds. But.
And in multiple podcasts.
Multiple.
Like, Sean Hayes is on like four.
Right.
He's on four podcasts? Jack. I don't know. He every time I turn on, it's like he's on something else. Yeah. Yeah.
But
okay. So someone I wanted to propose.
Yes.
By the name of Kelly Mano.
Who's that?
She's at Kelly Mano, M-A-N-N-O. And she's the woman who responded on Insta and TikTok about some millennials like, what's up with Gen X?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we're older than Google. We're this, we're that. Like, don't mess with us.
That could be cool.
Hilarious. So we should get her on. And I think she'd be hilarious.
Is she the millennial? No, she's the Gen Xer who responded to it.
She's the responder.
Yes. Okay. Because I was going to say, if we get a millennial on, the temptation to actually pick on them would be high. And I can't guarantee that I'll behave well.
As long as she's good. We drank out of hoses. We like,
right.
And then there's, and like the latest one was like somebody, a millennial saying like, oh, Gen Xers, are you feeling okay? She's like, we're feeling great. 2020
we're fucking fine.
Like parents are too old to threaten me with death. And my kids are old enough not to mess with me.
Yes, I saw that one.
Oh my God, I love her.
On various social media platforms, you can find Gen X is creeping in as a topic in a lot of them, especially, and I know you guys don't like it, but especially on TikTok, because I've seen that woman's TikTok.
Nobody said we don't like it.
You just don't do it.
Well, I every once in a while do. Chris doesn't. I'm dropping dimes over here, people.
It's people like eating Tide Pods and things like that.
More people need to do it.
I don't see how it's advancing the human condition.
See, that's.
But if we go through social media, like we go through Instagram, we go through TikTok, and we find people who are speaking about Gen X, like this ASMR. He's a tall drink of water gentleman at ARP, and the sound will be putting a tape into a Walkman.
Oh yeah, that guy.
And I think, wait. I mean.
So it's sounds of our youth. So like the AOL sign, the.
Yes. Yes.
But you referred to this person as a tall drink of water, which implies in my mind that he's
handsome.
He's a handsome fella.
Oh, no. Well,
that's
maybe.
What it means to me.
He's very. He reminds me of Beaker. He just reminds
that is
me of
not
Beaker.
A tall drink of water.
And I do wonder if they're trying to make fetch happen by doing it on ARP, because it's good stuff. But that's another thing to think about, is that finding like Kelly Mano, finding people who are standing up for our generation, who are talking about our generation on social channels could be fun to bring on and chat. So it's not necessarily like celebrity like Tom Cruise. But
no,
I don't
that's
think
okay.
he'll be available for us.
Oh, we could probably get Miles, who does the deep fake of him.
Miles Teller?
He was in one of Craig's films. So
really?
Yeah, he's amazing.
That could be fun, bringing on people, like, rather than just sort of saying, talking about what social media channels we use, which is maybe one, and it's a short episode.
Yeah, you and Lori should just do that alone.
To talk about TikTok.
Yeah, I've kind of checked out over the past 7 months.
But over those last 7 months, man, everyone's gotten the fucking podcast. Maybe that's a topic. I mean, is that too meta? Have a podcast about talking about getting podcasts?
That's a 10-minute podcast.
That's maybe. A link with a Google search.
That's a Lori episode. Lori does that shit. What other things have been sort of burning in your head that you would love us to take on? It could be the format that we've been using up to this point, which is like something when we were a kid. And then what is it like when we're older? Could also be just like, what the fuck? Here we are in our 50s and this is happening. Could be none of or nobody gives a shit.
I laugh knowingly at that.
Why do you laugh knowingly?
At some point, I'm just going to say that part of my narrative has changed over the past 7 months. And I'm not really, just put it this way, there's some litigation involved. And so I can't really talk about the situation, but at some point in the future, I'll be able to talk about it. It's just appropriateness as things shake out. But
until it's time, and then it will be time.
Until it's time. It's not the time yet. Yeah.
And then it will be time.
But when the time comes, we're here for the floodgates, man.
Mama bears are here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
But the dating thing might be something
we want to wait on.
Be revisiting in the next couple of months. I can say that.
Yes. So wait, that you
or
would
the
you
next
would,
year or 10
you
years.
Would do a dating thing because of that?
I'm not even. No.
No.
Yeah. I think dating would be, again, another short one, which is like, it's a cesspool. See you later.
Oh, that's something to look forward to.
Yeah. Not. We could talk about the woo-woo. If as a generation, we are anti-woo-woo.
What's the woo-woo?
Woo-woo is just like spirits and Mercury retrograde and vision boards and
okay, Mercury in retrograde is not real. And anybody who thinks it is, stop. It's not.
So yeah, the fact I think the fact that you are so anti Mercury retrograde is actually interesting because I think that you've had a bad experience with Mercury retrograde.
No, I just think it's such an easy excuse
that your shit doesn't work because you're in Mercury retrograde.
Well, just slow down.
Send all of your hate mail to Lori. Yeah.
Slow down. Okay, back to this.
You had a topic, Lori, that you wanted to talk about.
It's never too late to try something new. I kind of like that.
It actually was based on people in their 50s or 60s starting a new business or learning something new, or maybe it's part of Old Dog's New Tricks. I don't know.
Right.
That's a good one. What other topics? Anything that is burning in your brain that we should talk about as a group?
I think this one is funny. Is running out of topics.
Well, yeah. So we never did that one. That was a Chris idea that we were going to do an episode.
It's about a good one.
We've run out of topics.
Yeah, we've run out of topics. Okay. Bye.
Bring what you're going to buy to the grocery store, your list.
We thought about soliciting questions over time from the Facebook group and just having an episode where we just answer those questions.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So Q&A.
I like that.
So
I
like that. That's a fun one. We just collect the questions over time and then when there's enough.
Yeah. That's a fun. Ask us anything. I like that.
Now, we're not going to answer all of them. I mean, we're going to curate the list.
We could pick three. That could be part of the top three.
That's a really good thing, though, too, because we've been doing 22 episodes because we followed Chris's model of shows. TV shows had 22 episodes.
Chris, it's your
used
fault.
Used to, not anymore.
And I was going to say, they don't anymore.
No.
Next season's going to be a short season. We're only doing 8 because we're tired.
Right? So we did 12 and we're like, oh my God, we did 12 out of 22, but we fucking did 12. Do we have a target number or we're just going to see where it goes?
I think putting a target is just setting us up for disaster. Back to adulting.
Ooh, it's the Netflix or the European model where you do 4 to 12 and done.
That's a good thing for us to think about for the season. We're not going to put a cap on it.
Your goal was 2 a month, right?
Yep.
With some breaks for holidays.
Yep.
And so maybe if it's one full episode a month and maybe a shorter episode.
Yep.
Right.
And then you can bank the shorter episodes as a fuller episode for repeat. Yep. So like there's different ways to manage it.
And right. we have done things in the past that are a little timely. Like I tried to line things up. Pet episode was about Pet Awareness Day or something. Mm. I'm not going to bother doing that anymore.
Well, that happens.
Well,
there's
a holiday for everything. Like right. today, like National Cactus Day or something like that. I mean, it's all.
Ouch.
Yeah, exactly.
But a lot of people do editorial calendars that are based on times of the year. I believe that we do best with evergreen topics.
Yes.
With the exception, we did the one episode that was when Gen X was on Fox because everyone was like coming for Gen X. And we turned that fucker around in like a day.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That's rare.
Yeah.
So we all agree that for the most part, and our audience, just so these are mostly evergreen topics. These are topics that follow into your life that are not specifically timed.
Right.
So it's just stuff that pops up. Okay. The notion of gender and sexuality came up. Not sex, but sexuality. And it's tricky because none of us are going through some of the things like non-binary and transgender and being out. We're all cis, if you really want to put that. So I've always hesitated on that topic. Someone suggested bringing on maybe somebody who is in that world and has faced some of those challenges, who is our age.
Yes. Mm. I think that'd be great because we witnessed a lot of friends going through stuff. Guest who's gone through it and was like, well, I remember my friend said or did or experienced this or talked about this or how was yours? And let them talk about their perspective and their experience.
The only thing I have about that is that there's a sensitivity I want to make sure that we have because that is a really loaded topic
right now.
I don't want people to look at us saying, well, all four of you guys are cishet. So what do you?
We don't. We're asking an expert to come in. Mm-hmm. And also we may be cis, but we are allies.
I like that.
Like we're an ally. Yeah.
There was a topic that we have paused, but maybe we want to bring up a little bit. Therapy or self-care could be broader.
Mm. Right.
And then the things that you do for the self-care, because therapy is one of them. Is that interesting?
I think anything can be interesting.
I like the self-care angle, but is it too like cliche self-care?
It's very millennial. Self-care is millennial is a phrase. Well, that's so we got to come up with something.
Maybe the topic is Gen X trying millennial shit. And like self-care is a piece of that.
Like we're going to try millennial shit. We're going to talk about being triggered or try Gen Z stuff. If we even pull out further, Gen X doing non-Gen X stuff.
So we could do boomer. We could do all of them.
Right. I do think Gen Xers as a whole, we tend to be observers. That may be an opportunity for us to sort of just let that yaya out. There's a lot of things that are done on various social media platforms. It'll be like, here, take a topic. All these generations doing X. And they show what a boomer does. They show what a Gen Xer does. They show what a Gen Z
does. Yeah, I've seen one of those.
Give me 1 second. There's some kind of kerfuffle going on outside. I just need to go
Okay.
I think it might be the peacock.
I was going to say, is it a peacock?
I hope it's a peacock.
Yeah. Okay, so he's back. We want to find out what happened.
I think it was just a peacock on the roof.
On the roof?
Yeah, they can fly. They don't fly well.
But water flight.
Commuter flight.
But you didn't lose a peacock.
We have not. Lenny's come close to getting a couple of them. And we have one dumb one named Blueberry. Blueberry's an idiot. He's a male. None of the ladies want anything to do with him. So he's like a lunkhead. And he likes to go around and peck at cars now. That's his new thing. He pecks and he scratches at cars when he sees his reflection.
Oh, he's narcissist.
He's just an idiot.
What did you call him? A clunkhead?
A lunkhead.
Lunkhead.
Oh, a lunkhead.
That's a topic. God. Whether it's a great thing to talk about or it's short, it's like Blueberry the Lunkhead. That's a title. Or Blueberry is a Lunkhead and more stories.
Yes, exactly.
And more peacock stories. Why don't we look at some of these notes that we got?
I gave a link to listen to the episodes of our last season and maybe any other seasons just so they could see which topics we've already talked about. And then I put the same question out to our Facebook group and asked them what they'd like to hear about. So I'll read a couple and then Lori, if you want to read a couple. So the interesting thing too is that the people who responded with the exception of one, I don't know. So these are people who have not come to our Zooms. They haven't actually posted a lot, but this got them out, which was cool. So Lisa Dussault suggested Gen X as parents. How did our upbringing affect our parenting skills, the influence of social media and parenting books?
Dude, that's a big topic.
That's a big topic. And it's something that the two of you have experience in. And then me and Lori, we would just sort of tag on and say, if we were parents, this is what we would do. Or actually, I could talk about being step-parent, but...
Yeah, step-parents, aunts, uncles.
You interact with kids at some point in your life.
My flock of godchildren.
That's right. Yeah. I like that. So we've never done it because I've hesitated because not all four of us have the same experience, but fuck it. We don't need the same experience.
No, I think having a diverse experience and point of view is in some ways more interesting rather than just parroting the same things over and over.
Yeah, agreed. All right, so Lisa wins. We're going to do Gen X's parents this season. We'll figure out how we position that. What else do you see there, Lori, that's interesting?
Okay, so I have to confess, she's one of my besties, Jennifer Evers. Which movies we saw in the theaters that we probably shouldn't have.
That's funny.
And how it shaped our future taste in movies. And she says, seeing Halloween at age 8, for example.
Oh, yeah, that's a great topic.
Because some of us had tapes at that point. Or is it really just, it should be, you went to the theater, you snuck in, and you saw
or
something.
Or you didn't sneak in.
Yeah, there was like, nobody checked.
Nobody checked.
I went to so many R-rated, like I saw Risky Business at 12. Or
what?
Like, yeah. Never care.
Or like Jaws. I still can't go in the swimming pool at night.
My dad took me to Jaws when I was 5.
I mean, what the heck is wrong with that? Like, come on, there's no shark in the swimming pool.
Welcome to our parents. Parents.
Yes. Okay. So I like this one from Stephen Bose. He says, how Star Wars shaped our outlook on life. He says, I was in first grade when my dad took me to see it. A friend told me that it was a documentary. I still believe that to this day.
I love you, Steven. Oh my God, that's great.
Oh, dear.
Right? but like, I guess the whole point, right, is like the messaging.
But here's a question for you, because I know, Lori, you're not into Star Wars.
I mean, I saw the first three, the real ones.
Okay.
The real ones.
The ones that matter.
So, well, we're going to focus on maybe the first three, how the first three real Star Wars.
Are you noticing a three theme here?
There you go.
There you go.
Shaped our world. My mom got me to go because I didn't want to go, but my mom got me to go because there was a princess.
Oh, seven,
of course.
Right. Of course. Because I'm 7 years old. My parents are into sci-fi. They're like, we're going to take you. You're going to love it because there's a princess.
Yeah, but it was pretty dark.
It was very dark for a seven-year-old.
Yeah.
Can I jump down to Kimberly Moore?
Yeah, totally.
Her first topic is great, but her second topic is epic. Why don't we turn old malls into Gen X nursing homes.
Totally, totally.
Oh real. My God, that'd be great because it's flat. You take a roller, your thing. Oh
there's elevators.
God, there's music. There's food court.
They can have Orange Julius anytime.
Hot dog on a stick.
Love that idea.
But her first topic is an interesting one too, because she's talking about voting, which we talked about our first season, and then we followed up with the passing of RBG. I think we talked about how fearful we were about the election and if we were all going to move to another country. But we've been doing this long enough now that we're moving into another cycle. So her point, which is very interesting for our timing, as I've seen on TikTok, Gen X being called out for not showing up. I know y'all don't do super political, but really, we aren't the apathetic slackers we're accused of being when we were teens. We show up in big ways, but we are small. We give a fuck about when it matters. We share the truth about Gen X giving a fuck. What do they care about then, growing up and now? I mean, that's kind of a crossover of lots of topics, but
which is weird because I don't know. I thought we were very active and protested and did stuff. Yeah. And
that's a topic we could go into that. We could go into, are we slackers?
And I think it's interesting that there's this notion that we're apathetic. I believe she touches on this point, is that we're a smaller generation, so our agency is measured differently compared to other groups. So it doesn't mean that we're not showing up. It just means that we're small but mighty voice.
Again, if I say something, it doesn't mean that it's right. So y'all can sort of say fuck that shit.
I love all these ideas at some level.
The food topic. We can do the food one.
Food. Oh, let's talk, what would we do about food?
I don't know. There are a couple in there that are about food. I'm all about the food.
Timothy Smith had Gen X and beverages. What we drank as kids, what we drink now as adults, and what we let our kids drink.
Okay. Is that like alcohol as kids and now as adults? Enter Boone's Farm.
Or, well, Tang. Could be Tang.
Oh, you went to the non-alcoholic. Okay.
Could be Tab. Is that worth a topic or do we want to broaden that out from a...
I think I combine that with the... Well, either if it's the parenting issue, put it with the parenting topic.
Right.
Like, what do we give our kids? Or combine it with the other food topic, which is about like what we had as kids and is there a corollary version now?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
So like what? Like what would we talk about? What would be like, the thing?
What's today's pudding pop?
Oh, yeah. I like that. That's a cool way to get into food.
Fun foods.
Like McDonald's Happy Meal is still there. Didn't you get the woohoo, but the boo boo
the boo
buckets?
Boo buckets.
The
I got boo buckets.
The boo buckets for Halloween.
I got a boo bucket and Kimberly sent me a boo bucket. So Shannon Brown talked about favorite discontinued foods from back in the day and food from now that might compare. So yeah, I like that. So that's a good food episode. Let's see who else. Timothy has something about Gen X and our stuff, how we viewed possessions as kids and how we view owning things, including old family relics today.
I like that. I know that my sister is down visiting my parents in Florida right now, and they are going through 80 years of photographs.
Oh.
One of the funny things is like my sister posted, she's like, good thing we still have this photograph of Lee Lerman's bar mitzvah.
Just so you don't forget.
How much we live in a world is stuff. Like what stuff really means something? What stuff doesn't mean anything? Why do we put shit on the walls? Is it mean something or are we just doing decor?
Okay. No, I love that.
We could pepper in George Carlin's little bit.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love that
it's
one.
It's the best bit about stuff. You've never seen that bit?
It's brilliant. But I'm actually going through like downsizing for my parents.
Oh, getting rid of stuff.
Yeah. It's a big burden.
So is your stuff mixed in with their stuff so that you got to see what you collected or is it their stuff that they're dealing with? Or both?
Like my parents didn't keep a lot of my stuff.
Okay.
Because that's what happened to us. All right. I don't know. I mean, like some parents, I'm sure like never changed the bedroom that you grew up in. That was not my parent. But anyway, that would just be another angle into this topic.
Okay.
Sure, some of our listeners are going through what I'm going through.
Oh yeah.
Right.
I love that.
And I gave you the link to George Carlin's stuff.
I'll put it in the show notes. Something had come up with somebody who approached us maybe last year at this point about doing something about undiagnosed ADHD. Or anybody who had some sort of learning disability growing up and didn't quite realize what it was. And suddenly you're like 40 years old and they say, what? You have ADHD. Here's some drugs. I don't know. Is that boring?
No, it's one of those things gets right on the edge of, I mean, you can share your own experience. If you start talking about other people's experience or people, then you start talking for them or you're diagnosing them. And I know that I went to art and theater school, so I'm not professional. So it's one of those things that's like, I mean, I'm talking about my own anxiety and depression, but like,
That's a question like, are we bringing on an expert?
There is a person.
Listeners
that
are getting information about something that might be helpful to them.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily our personal experience.
That's okay.
That we're asking the questions that they might ask.
Yeah, that's okay.
An expert. So it's like almost like a PSA. Might be a touchstone for some of our listeners.
It might be. Yeah, that might be something. Yeah.
Okay. Short episode.
Like we can do a little mini series of We Ask the Experts.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah. Right? Like that's things that are relevant for our generation. And we bring on maybe a series, five episodes, five experts, and we just pepper
or
them
three.
Questions.
Or three. She's back to three.
I actually love that we're coming out with a series, but remember, I'm going to have to put together the series.
You got nothing else to do. I don't know why you're fussing.
Fair enough. Fair enough. We're moving on. Any other topics? I think we got some stuff to chew on, especially if we go into series. We are going to take a little bit of a now real hiatus. Not because of adulting thing. We usually take a little bit of a hiatus in the summers. Someone called Courtney. So it's a very interesting, important call.
It was my dad.
Oh,
so
hi,
just,
dad.
I'm like,
oh, no.
like kept messing up.
Like, whatever it was, it's
so
struck a funny bone.
My everyday life. Like he's yelling at the phone, and I'm like, Dad.
Well, remember, you guys.
I can hear.
Oh, your dad used to jump in and call every time.
My dad would always get us when we were recording.
Oh my God, it has been passed on.
So now, Courtney, you get that role.
It has been passed on.
I take the mantle.
You take the mantle.
The mantle has been passed
of the father calling.
I need to call you back. I'm in the middle of the podcast, Dad. And he's like, What? This isn't working.
I kind of love it.
I should have recorded it.
That being said, is there anything parental we haven't touched on yet? Is there funny parental stuff that would be cool?
Oh, there's tons of funny parental stuff. Come on.
Yeah, I think you could.
I think that's a great idea. And I think this would be wonderful for our audience too. Like we could all come in with like a story or two that's really funny, like family lore, and to ask our audience to share their fun stories.
See, even just a phone call at the wrong time yields a topic. Okay, is there anything else about our plans? My hope for season 5 is that we have a little longer, that we don't have as many gaps in between. I know that adulting is always going to happen. I know.
I don't plan on getting divorced again in the next year. So.
Right. So hopefully we are able to stick together as a foursome and do more cool topics like we've just discussed together for season 5. We are grateful for everyone listening to us and continuing to listen to us. So thank you for putting up with a lot of shit that we've dealt with, but also being very supportive of all of us when those things happen. We will probably post a couple random little things over the summer, but the goal is for us to return to new episodes probably right before Labor Day. So something to look forward to. Like, don't need to, because no one gives a shit about saying, hey, I can't wait for Gen X Stories to come back.
You never know.
But for the five of you that do, or the three of you, because we're down to three, for the three of you who do that, we're going to be back in the fall. And so we are grateful that you guys are here.
And happy summer.
So that is season 4 for us. And we can't wait to bring you these brand new episodes that we're going to figure out for season 5 sometime in September. You can always drop us a note at hello@genxstories.com or even fill out the form on our website, which is a little new. So go ahead and check it out. And we'll do some shout outs on a future episode like we've done, whether you send them into the email or you are joining our Facebook group. And also we have merch. If you're looking to rock your whatever over the summer, there's t-shirts, there's hats, there's all this cool stuff. So go check it out on our website at genxstories.com. You can also subscribe to Gen X Stories on your favorite podcast app, or just write us a kick-ass review because we love that. You can also find us on Instagram at Gen X Stories, and you can always join our ever-growing Facebook group. We all have a Gen X story. What's yours?